From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama meets again this morning with his national security team to chart a new course for the war in Afghanistan. The White House says he is now considering four strategy options. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
President Obama has not made a decision yet, either on troop levels or on an overall strategy for the way forward. That's according to National Security Advisor James Jones, who issued a rare statement insisting that, quote, any reports to the contrary are completely untrue and come from uninformed sources. But President Obama is making progress and has now narrowed his deliberations to four options, says White House spokesman Robert Gibbs. Gibbs says the president will review those options with his war council today. Gibbs refused to elaborate on what the four options are. A formal announcement of a new war strategy is not expected until after Mr. Obama returns from an extended trip to Asia. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Today is Veterans Day, and President Obama and the First Lady are saluting the troops by hosting a special breakfast at the White House. A select group of veterans and their families have been invited to the private event. The president also plans to mark the day at Arlington National Cemetery, where he will deliver remarks and help with the wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Yesterday, the president spoke at a memorial service for the 13 shooting victims who were killed at Fort Hood, Texas. Mr. Obama said that American veterans living and dead well know the meaning of the word sacrifice. A new study suggests that up to half of all women who have surgery for breast cancer may wind up with chronic pain afterward. For 1 in 10, the pain is severe. NPR's Deborah Franklin has more.
Doctors have long known that after mastectomy or lumpectomy, some patients develop pain that can last for years. But a survey from Denmark of nearly 4,000 women is the first big study to identify who's most likely to hurt. The survey is in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. It showed that women under the age of 40 were most likely to report long-term pain. And having radiation therapy or surgery that removed many underarm lymph nodes also increased the likelihood that the pain would persist. The problems were mostly caused by nerve irritation, scarring, and fluid retention in the arm or chest. Don't avoid life-saving surgery, the doctors say. Instead, physical therapy, biofeedback, or medication can often prevent or lessen the pain. Deborah Franklin, NPR News.
Japanese stock prices remained virtually unchanged today. The Nikkei average rose a fraction of a point. Oil prices rose to near $80 a barrel in European trading today. Benchmark crude for December delivery was up by 65 cents to $79.70 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is NPR News. British police say they've charged a United Airlines pilot with having too much alcohol in his system. The man was pulled from his transatlantic flight to Chicago shortly before takeoff. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
United Airlines Flight 949 was full of passengers and ready to take off from London's Heathrow Airport just after noon on Monday when airport authorities received a tip-off from a member of United's staff. The tip suggested that the 51-year-old pilot of the plane, Owen Vermont Washington of Lakewood, Colorado, had been drinking. Police boarded the plane and tested the pilot for alcohol and have now charged him with being over the limit. Under British law, pilots are forbidden from having any more than what amounts to about half a glass of beer. British police said Washington had been released on bail and would appear in court on November 20th. If convicted, he faces up to 2 years in jail, a fine, or both. A United Airlines spokeswoman said United had strict rules on alcohol and had no tolerance for violation of its policy. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
The failure of a hydroelectric dam that supplies Brazil with 20% of its electricity caused blackouts that darkened the country's two largest cities and other areas. Mines and Energy Minister Edison Lobau says authorities do not know why the dam went offline. He says the possible cause was a large storm that hit the area around the dam, which sits on the Brazil-Paraguay border. Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo were among the hardest-hit cities. The blackouts came 3 hours after CBS's 60 Minutes reported that several past Brazilian power outages were caused by hackers. Brazilian officials have played down their report before the latest outages. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.